This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So how many of you guys have a condition and your doctor tells you to watch what you eat, quit drinking less, exercise more, and then you go back into the doctor and you do your blood work, you get your blood pressure check or whatever, and they go, well, you're not following the diet or you're not doing what I told you. And you're like, yeah, I am, okay? I am. I can prove it to you. You know, come live with me for a week or two, ask the wife. I'm busting it out. I'm exercising. I'm watching what I eat. And the doctors don't believe you. We never believe you. You know, we learn in medical school that patients lie. And they do. I mean, I've had patients lie and, you know, give me the biggest bunch of bull crap. But I've also had patients that were really honest and say, look, I swear to God, I am doing exactly what you told me. And so I pretty soon learned in my practice that there was a new type of diabetes, where there were these diabetics that didn't have type 1 diabetes as a kid, where their pancreas just starts to fail and not produce enough insulin and they need insulin right away. They weren't that set of diabetics because they made it throughout childhood without being a diabetic. And they got into adulthood, you know, but they weren't necessarily the typical type 2 diabetics where they're 40 or 50 years old and they're overweight and they eat like crap. And I've had some people, cops, firefighters, really athletic, toned, you know, very healthy individuals having some of the crappiest blood sugars. And I'm like, okay, wait, no, this isn't you. This isn't you. And so I think there's a new type of diabetes. So years ago, I called it type 3. And I couldn't call it type 3 anymore, because a study came out a couple years ago saying there is such a thing called a type 3C diabetes. It's where if you have chronic pancreatitis or pancreas issues, the insulin doesn't seem to work as well. Maybe a virus affected the pancreas. We don't know. So a type 3C came out where it wasn't type 1, it wasn't type 2, but these people needed insulin because their pancreas wasn't doing what it's supposed to. And I was like, well, damn, you know, I should have labeled it. I should have come up with a study, you know. But that really wasn't the diabetes I discovered. The diabetes I discovered, which I'll never get credit for, and that's okay. It's not about getting credit. Just about, you know, laying claim to what you knew. I knew it. Was this diabetes that they now call type 1.5. Which I don't think anybody's going to want to be called a type 1.5 diabetic. In fact, it really messes things up because when we write about diabetes, we say you're type 1 or type 2, and we use Roman numerals. So if we're using Roman numerals, I don't know how you do 1.5 in Roman numerals. Have we figured that out yet? Yeah, do we know how to do like a 1.5? I don't think we do. I don't know. So now we have to go back to using the regular numbers. I don't know what those are called, binary. So it really messes things up. But now they've turned this, they've coined this term, which actually has been around for decades. It just now it's going to start getting popular where we get to, you know, talk about it. It's called latent autoimmune diabetes in adults, where you have more of a type 1 process, but it doesn't hit you as a kid. It hits you as an adult. And when your diet isn't working and when your exercise isn't working, you need insulin. Now, the reason why this made news is because they said 10% of the diabetic population has this, and they're getting yelled at by the doctor for not following directions, and doctors are threatening to discharge them, and these patients are made to feel like crap, and it's our fault. It's our fault. We aren't diagnosing you right. Okay? We need to institute insulin earlier. But see, it's really interesting, because when I was in medical school, there was kind of this anti-insulin sort of sort of landscape, because, you know, insulin can make you gain weight. Insulin is very, you know, is very high maintenance. You have to have it, refrigerated. You need to really calculate it well. You have to be careful of hypoglycemic episodes. So once all these oral hypoglycemic agents and medications to help decrease insulin resistance and increase sensitivity came out, we just jumped on all of those because they were lower maintenance, less side effects apparently, and it just seemed to be a more easier way to manage diabetes. But the problem is you got to call it when you call it. If somebody needs insulin, they need insulin. You cannot replicate nature by pills. And if a human being needs insulin to help bring that sugar from the bloodstream into the cell, like we talked about, I kind of look at the body as like an office. You know, we got the waiting room, which is the mouth. You got the hallway, which is your bloodstream. And then you got the rooms along the hallway or along the bloodstream, which are the cells. And insulin's job is the key to the door that has to get the sugar from the hallway into the room or from the bloodstream into the cell. There's pills that may lower blood sugar, that may stimulate the pancreas to shoot out more insulin, may help open that door a little easier and not, you know, push against the door, which is insulin resistance. But if you need insulin, you need insulin. So this type 1.5 diabetes needs to be identified, or a type 3C diabetes, in those where they did what they should and it's not enough. And you could even do a blood test to see if you kind of have enough insulin or if there are, insulin-fighting antibodies and things like that. I mean, there's a way to tell if somebody needs insulin. And so we might need to have to go back more old school where we give people insulin, but people don't like shots. People don't like to, have to check their blood sugar. It's high maintenance. And, you know, we want to fix our problem lickety-split. So just to quickly review with diabetes, your type 1 diabetics, usually we see in the pediatric population, their insulin, they don't make enough insulin, or their pancreas isn't working like it should, and so they don't have enough insulin and getting the sugar into the cells. They start losing weight because they're not getting fed. The sugar stays into the bloodstream, and we need to give them insulin. Type 2 diabetics happen when we're older with genetics. Maybe we gain weight and we have fat pushing against, you know, the cells, insulin resistance. A whole variety of other mechanisms are in play, and there are oral medications that help with that, but sometimes we need insulin. Then you have the type 3C or the type 1.5, where if the oral medications don't work and diet doesn't work, putting less sugar down the pike, you got to go on some insulin. And, I've explained diabetes and talked about the ramifications of it, but get your blood sugar checked, get it fasting. You can also get it non-fasting. If it's over 200, that's a problem. But, you know, get a fasting blood sugar and know where your sugar's at, because having diabetes puts you behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease, stroke, blindness, kidney disease, infection, a whole variety of things. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I keep getting asked, when do we get to use fish oil to help prevent heart attacks and strokes? And the studies have been iffy, or I don't want to use the term mediocre because some products out there I think are nice, but the latest studies that I had read was fish oil doesn't really prevent the heart attacks. Eating fish, having a diet rich in fish and low in red meat and saturated fat and carbs, I mean, you know, a diet that's, you know, and more fish and fruits and vegetables will help prevent heart attacks. But the idea of popping fish oils while you're eating like crap, we haven't really seen the studies. However, if you aren't going to get the fish in you, do we give up or do we still try to get the fish in you? So last week, a panel of experts unanimously recommended that the FDA allow wider use of a fish oil-based drug to treat people at high risk for heart attacks and strokes, even if they're taking cholesterol-lowering drugs. Now, that's the key. We doctors don't want you to swap your statin for a, cute little fish oil gel pill. If you need a statin, you need it. But what about adding fish oil to a statin? So apparently there was a 16-0 unanimous endorsement of the FDA advisory committee that puts Dublin-based Amarin Corp one step closer to widespread distribution of Vascepa. Now, Vascepa is, I guess, a drug that's fish oil-based. This allows this company to make bucks. According to Kenneth Berman, chief of the endocrine section at MedStar Washington Hospital Center, said there's a definite need for additional therapeutic approaches. Despite some side effects, this seems to be very useful new agent for addition to the armamentarium for the treatment of these patients. So basically, the drug is a purified version of the omega-3 fatty acid found in fish. And it's aimed at some of the more than 40 million people in the U.S. who still are not in good control, where their bad cholesterol, their LDL, is high. They might have adopted new lifestyle changes, they might be taking statins, yet they still have elevated triglycerides. Now, triglycerides are another type of fat in the blood. And when the levels are too high, like over 200, or even over 150, I don't even like it if it's over 150, it's also sticky and globbly and gooey, and it could cause heart attacks, strokes, unstable angina, etc. Now, there was a study in 2018 led by researcher Brigham at Brigham and Women's Hospital that was sponsored by the pharmaceutical company Amarin. And it showed that patients who took 4 grams of Vascepa daily were 25% better at staving off heart attacks and strokes than those giving placebo. Now, the researchers spent more than 6 years following more than 8,000 middle-aged and older patients in 11 countries who had coronary artery disease or diabetes and at least one of the risk factors such as high blood pressure. Now, the drug already has FDA approval for patients with diseases that have high triglyceride levels. There are some people with triglyceride levels in the thousands. So, allowing its use for more routine care would give doctors another tool. Now, many of you are like, wait a second, a pharmaceutical company did the studies. That doesn't mean it's a bad study. I mean, if the pharmaceutical company has data, they have every right to share that data with us. And as long as they did it right and did it by the book and people who peer review, you know, what they've done and can, you know, can validate that and, you know, they did it right, they didn't falsify anything, then it's data and it's hard data. And, you know, pharmaceutical companies, if they're the ones putting in the money, you know, for the R&D of these things, they're going to have the data. So you will see them you will see them in these studies. But again, we do have to make sure that, you know, there's no secondary gain. I mean, if I want to push a product and I do some study and I go, you guys see my product works. And you're like, wait a second here. You know, it is going to have some more scrutiny. But you need scrutiny by the FDA, and it looks like the FDA is on it. So it's already too late to invest. I think the stock's already skyrocketed. So in July, the company issued a statement saying that while it remains optimistic that Vascepa will generate billions of dollars in revenue, the history of other therapies for chronic conditions suggests that growth builds over multiple years, and this company is not prepared to provide quantified guidance regarding revenue levels beyond 2019. That's for those of you people who want to invest. So who should be taking this? Well, some think it should be if you have diabetes and if you're over 55. If you have another risk factor for cardiovascular disease, which risk factors for cardiovascular disease, if you're a male over 40 or 45, they've changed that, a female over 50 or now 55, you're at risk for heart disease. So that's already one risk factor. If you smoked, if you had a father or mother or family member that had a heart attack, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, if you are obese, short stature. So, you know, there's a whole variety of things that can together be bad, but even individually be bad. So if you're a diabetic, you have as far as I'm concerned, high risk for heart disease. If you have high blood pressure, you do. If you have high cholesterol, high triglycerides. If you have stressful life, obesity, and they said short stature, which is interesting. So what are the safety issues? Well, one study found that the medication had minor internal bleeding, a little bit more than people in the control group, but no major blood loss events. And then if you are on a blood thinner, then you got to be careful. And then for another side effect, they said there might be some short-term irregular heartbeats in a small number of patients where it might kind of mess with the heartbeat. Again, I don't see how. I'm wondering if that's more of the substrate or the way some of the other ingredients in the pill as opposed to just fish oil. So when considering the study, the panel debated whether the mineral oil given to patients in the placebo group may have affected absorption of statins. So here's the other thing they were wondering. When the people did not get the drug and they got a placebo pill, did the placebo pill mess with their regular medicine regimen so they looked like they fared worse? Experts do not believe that happened. But you see, this is the kind of the thing that we have to look for. Not, maliciously done, but accidentally. You know, when you do a study and you give one group of people a medication and the other group not, if the other group knows they're not getting the medication, there's that bias that can happen. It's called placebo. And some people could say, you know what, I didn't get it. So, and so you need people to think. You need all your subjects thinking they're getting the medication. And only the scientists, unless you do a double-blind study, know who's getting it and who's not. Because you want to make sure there is absolutely no bias. And so with this, if they're given a placebo and they got to make something that looks exactly like the drug that isn't, there's, substances in that. And if that messes with somebody's medication regimen, that could be an issue. Now, speaking of fish, the FDA issues a tuna fish warning. Apparently, there is an illness outbreak that we need to know about. It's been traced to the yellowfin tuna imported to the U.S. from Vietnam. And the health agency said there were 47 confirmed cases of scombrotoxin fish poisoning between August 8th and October 15th. So, Trong Phu Zan Company placed the fish now on an import alert, and the FDA asked a Vietnamese company to issue a recall for its imported yellowfin tuna products all the way back from January 2019, but the company has not complied. So, we're hearing about it. So, the FDA is now warning us that yellowfin tuna from Trong Phu Zan Company LTD with a production date in 2019 should not be consumed because it may have the potential to cause scombrotoxin fish poisoning. Tuna from the supplier, they say, should have been sold thawed or frozen and could have been sold as ground tuna meat, poke cubes, steaks, or loins. This product could still be within its shelf life. So basically, you get scombrotoxin fish poisoning if the fish is not properly chilled or preserved and starts to spoil. It causes elevated histamine levels that will not get destroyed by cooking in high temperatures. So you look like you're having an allergy. You're having facial flushing, sweating, peppery taste sensations, dizziness, nausea, headache. You could have a facial rash, hives, edema, diarrhea, abdominal cramps. And severe cases can also include blurred vision, respiratory stress, and swelling of the tongue. So if you've had any of these symptoms, you need to get yourself checked out. We don't know if it's an allergy, and a lot of you guys are thinking, well, maybe it could be flu. Again, just get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Complex. supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House wrapping up the public hearings on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump for now, with no further hearings on the schedule, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not ruled out the possibility of more closed-door depositions and perhaps even more public hearings after that. President Trump calling the revelation that an FBI official is being investigated for changing records just the beginning. The president saying on Fox and Friends this morning that by the time it's over, it will be the biggest political scandal of the century. There are reports that the Justice Department's investigation discovered that someone changed records related to the surveillance of the Trump campaign. Stocks higher this morning so far after the president says a new deal trade-wise with China seems to be close. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sadly, three people were killed this morning in a shooting at Walmart in Duncan, Oklahoma. Duncan Police Chief Danny Ford said two of the people killed were in a vehicle outside the store, and the third person was killed in the parking lot. Now, the fate of the shooter has not been immediately clear. As we get more details, we'll keep you posted. But the Duncan banner reported that included in the dead was the gunman. So we don't know if somebody shot the gunman, or what happened. Schools in the city have been placed on lockdown. The lockdown was lifted a short time later. At the Ace Hardware store about a block south of the Walmart and Dunkin', cashier Austin Fenwick said the store was notified of the incident but is carrying business on as usual. They were not on lockdown or anything, but we were told to be on the lookout for someone in black clothing. We are all right. There was Lynn Gregston, who owns a Country Club Care nursing home across the street, said authorities told him that the gunman shot himself after firing on two others. Gregston said everything is in control, adding that their 72 residents in his facility are all okay. We locked it down using our alert system. Now, Dunkin' is a city of about 25,000 people in Stevens County, about 80 miles south of Oklahoma City. You know, when I opened today talking about how, you know, stress and people being jerks, you know, is it big city versus little city, you know, or rural? Dunkin's rural. That's 25,000 people. That's not L.A., New York. And violence can happen anywhere. You know, Waco, Texas. I mean, Aurora, Colorado shooting. These things happen, not sometimes in big metropolises. And it sounds like if he gunned down two people in a car, this might have been premeditated. This might not have been a random shooting. People want to know that. I mean, to me as a doctor, it makes no difference. But I get how the public wants to know that, because if we're having random people decide to just go to random Walmarts and shoot people, the average person isn't going to want to go shopping and going to want to go into a shopping center. But if this was a premeditated or a direct attack, then people feel a little bit more safe that, well, if there's nobody that wants to attack me, I'm good. I hope to God. The problem is the average person isn't expecting somebody wanting to attack them. You know, I am not sure. One of my listeners thinks that it might have been two people having an affair and they were in the car. I don't know. There's no proof of that. There's no details. We'll keep you posted. But that is interesting. People having affairs in parking lots, you know. There's cameras everywhere, people. If you want to meet somebody and you don't want to go into a hotel, I really wouldn't go to a parking lot. I'm not saying that's what happened here, but it is a thought. I wouldn't do that either. We'll keep you posted when we hear it, but it's tragic, very tragic. Also tragic is the shooting that happened in Fresno. Apparently there was a backyard party, and there was a gunman, from what we understand, still at large, who killed four, injured six at this party. This happened in Fresno. Authorities still don't have any leads on suspects, why the family was targeted in the shooting. Lieutenant Mark Hudson, a spokesman for the Fresno Police Department, said more information would be released at an 11 a.m. news conference. Police said late Sunday night that a family wearing football jerseys had gathered to watch the game in their home's backyard in southeast Fresno. So the game last night was the Rams versus the Rams won. I put money on the Rams. Who did the Rams play? Why don't I remember that? I don't know who the Rams played. That is a big problem. Oh, well. Anyway, they won. I just put money on the Rams. And no, it wasn't the Chargers. The Chargers played tonight with the Chiefs. I can't remember. But anyway, so California likes the Rams. They're watching the game. Unclear where the shots originated from, but 10 men, all between the ages of 25 and 30, were struck. When police arrived, three men were lying on the ground, were pronounced dead on the scene. One man died of his injuries in a nearby hospital. Five others taken to the hospital immediately. One man who had been grazed by a bullet arrived later at a hospital for treatment. There were children in the home. Thank God they weren't injured. But still, investigators knocking on doors, trying to interview potential witnesses, check for video from nearby homes, you know. Agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives in San Francisco said in a tweet that they responded to the shooting. The shooting was the second in Fresno over the weekend and comes 2 days after other high-profile shootings in California. In another part of the city, apparently a man in his 20s was fatally shot in his home. So, the sagas, for updates on the Sagas High School shooting, two teenagers had died in the shooting, three were wounded. The student who shot himself, it was his 16th birthday, the student who did that, shot himself, did end up dying from his wounds, Nathaniel Burhau. And then on San Diego, there was a husband who fatally shot his wife and three of their sons before killing himself. Fourth son is on life support. we have some crazy people. I was, you know, talking to some women yesterday. I was at a baby shower, and we were talking about, you know, school shootings and workplace shootings and, you know, the element of the degree of mental illness out there is mind-boggling. They worked at a bank, and somebody had come in half-naked in a robe asking for them to contact the local 7-Eleven and allow him to go in because the 7-Eleven wouldn't let him walk in like that. And they're like, we don't know you. And people say, is it drugs? Is it, you know, is it that, you know, they have a brain tumor that's affecting part of their brain function? Is it schizophrenia? We don't know. But almost every day there are examples of either people killing their family, lots of examples, unfortunately. I don't tell you all the cases of that. There were probably over the weekend three different shootings of people that killed the wife and kids before she killing themselves. One had even gotten a restraining order. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. These restraining orders, I mean, if somebody's planning on killing you and then doing a, you know, murder-suicide, they don't care about restraining orders. And, you know, we as humans, okay, we're smarter than this. I mean, we understand there's laws and we have to follow laws, but we have to survive first and foremost. And if you can't go to a football game, if you can't go to a Walmart parking lot, if you can't go to school without fear of being shot, then we need to do things differently. Now, unfortunately, what we're going to do, which isn't the most, you know, bold and, you know, with war, you need to advance and you need to knock out the enemy. Unfortunately, we're going to retreat. And if people are scared of going into a Walmart, and I mean, this might not have actually been Walmart. This was a parking lot that Walmart was on. But if it was a Walmart parking lot, Walmart, gets in the news. But I'm sure a lot of people are going, you know, for Christmas shopping, I'll just go to Amazon. I'll just go online. I'll Christmas shop from home. The commercials are really, really heavy, if you notice, with the Amazon Christmas shopping. I do. I buy, you know what I do? I send people Amazon gift cards. I'm like, to heck with this. You know, I mean, I'm not going to wait in line. I'm not going to get trampled. And again, these stores, you know, they're going to do, you know, Black Friday specials, and they're going to try to attract people from coming to come. But if the average person out there is like, I don't want to get shot. You know, most people don't get shot on Black Friday, thank God. But you don't know. There's crazy people out there. So what are we going to do? We're going to retreat. I mean, I brought that up with schools. If you as a parent don't want to send your kids to school because of school shootings, then fine. Do online school. I don't blame you for doing that. I don't. I think it's ridiculous that we have to, but I don't blame you. It makes no sense. It just makes no sense. And people say, well, we got to take away the guns. We have to have stricter gun laws. California has strict gun laws. All right? That's not what's doing it. And you're not going to get rid of the weapons. So what we have to do is we have to build up our defense forces. If you have somebody that wants to shoot or somebody that wants to attack, then your job is to, all right, beef up security, stop the attacker before they attack, teach people how to protect themselves, attack back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Making headlines is the story of an elderly man who broke his neck during a chiropractor visit. And the family wants an unlawful killing verdict. Not that I knew there was killing that was lawful. I guess this is in England. It's called unlawful killing. I thought the whole definition of killing means there's really no legal, you know, precedence. I mean, unless, I guess, euthanasia would, but that, I wouldn't use the word kill. That would be, you know, helping their body. I don't know. I just wouldn't use that word kill. Kill to me just means it's bad. But the family of a retired bank manager who was 90 years old, he suffered a broken neck during chiropractic treatment, they claim in England, is urging the coroner, because he died, to consider a verdict of unlawful killing in the case. The chiropractor declared the incident, quote, rare and unusual. Now, the chiropractor is Arlene Shulton. She's 40 years old, and she was treating Mr. Lawler, John Lawler, at Chiropractic First in York. Now, again, this is in England. And this happened back on August 2017. He then became like a, quote, ragdoll, unresponsive and not able to feel his arms. So it sounds like a cervical nerve and a spinal nerve severing. Lawler was taken to York Hospital before being transferred to Leeds General Infirmary, and he died the next day. So police investigation into his death ruled out any criminal charges, according to the BBC. Now, Joan Lawler, who's John's husband, said they visited Dr. Shulton after he complained about pain in his back and legs, and they booked a series of appointments following an initial assessment. Lawler says the first two appointments went well, and then they returned for a third one on August 11th. She said his shoulders and back were out of line, and by gentle manipulation, she could make his life happier, according to the wife. She started on the shoulders and went around his body. Then the table dropped, and he shouted, "You're hurting me, you are hurting me, I can't feel my arms." The wife says Dr. Shulton got John on a chair, but he wasn't moving or speaking, so she performed mouth-to-mouth resuscitation on him until paramedics arrived. Now, both legal teams argue whether Lawler would have survived if Shulton did not move him immediately after the injury. I'm not sure why she would put him on a chair. You would just leave him flat. So I'm not sure what happened there. And Paul Spencer, the legal team representing the chiropractor, said there was a significant and detailed investigation after the death, which had already obtained expert reports. All of them considered whether the test for gross negligence manslaughter was met. Now, the lawyer for the family cited information from the responding paramedic, Eleanor Davis, who told the inquest that she would have treated Lawler as a trauma patient and stabilized his neck if she had been given a full account of the events from the chiropractor. So the paramedic said she would have done things differently if she knew, you know, what had happened. She probably came and saw the patient either in a chair or lying down. So the news outlet says the chiropractor didn't tell the paramedics about how she used the drop treatment when working on Lawler. So what is that? A drop table. I've had that done on me. I love it. Oh, my gosh. So when I threw my back out, or my SI joint was out, the drop table basically, it's a little bit of not force, it's passive force where the table drops and so then your body that was expecting it falls a little bit and then it allows the bone to I guess fall back into place. So there's a little bit of force by, you know, the air and all that, as opposed to somebody using their hands and pushing something back in. If your SI joint is out, it could take hundreds of pounds of pressure to put that, and then that could fracture something. So a lot of doctors, chiropractors use something called a drop table that goes boom, and then it allows that click to go, that you allow it to click back. Would I do that on an 80-year-old? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, 80, your bones are thin. And even though you can do really well with chiropractic and osteopathic manipulation, we would probably do more massage, and, you know, we probably wouldn't do much force on the bones. So it's a drop table that it sounds like that where that happened. The only thing is with the drop table, we usually use that for the lower back. So I'm not exactly sure what happened with the neck. So basically following the incident, he was taken to the hospital. The family was told that his neck was broken. So they said, unfortunately, Joe was a paraplegic and needed to be moved to a special unit where they would have a possible 14-hour surgery to make the repairs. Apparently, the doctors and I guess the family decided against the operation. There was nothing they could do. He laid there and just faded away. So, the doctor told the investigative hearing that she was in complete and utter state of panic after treating him. This case was rare and unusual. She said, I've never seen anything like this. I felt I could help him. I wanted to help him. So, whether criminal proceedings get, brought up on this or not, wow. I'm a huge fan of chiropractic because, my husband's a chiropractor. And it's helped me with my migraines and with my neck pain and back pain. But one thing my husband taught me is when somebody has thin bones or somebody is older, you really avoid any high velocity sort of treatments. Drop tables, certain adjustments are high velocity. And so with that, could there be negligence? Could there be malpractice? Probably. In terms of criminal, the reason why a case like this makes national news is this is something that doctors and patients watch pretty closely. When something goes wrong with a patient and they die, it might be gross negligence, it might be malpractice, it might just be a fluke. It might be, just a freak accident that something happened. And usually malpractice companies will be the ones paying out the award or, patients, if they don't have malpractice, have to pay. But very rarely, families want criminal charges. They want that doctor going to jail. And I've never heard of a doctor, per se, go to jail for something like this. But there was a case where, I told you guys this, where somebody came into the ER with a kidney stone. And the ER doc gets the urologist, So when I was an ER doc in a small town, I would just have the, specialist come in. And then the specialist come in, you transfer to the specialist, and you can move on with your other patients. The specialist goes, all right, we need to do an IVP. And he was an older urologist. An IVP is an older test. It's where you push IV dye into the bloodstream, and then you watch how it goes through the blood, goes through the kidneys, and then gets turned into urine. And then you could see, as it turns into urine, because there's the dye, where the block is. You can't push urine into the patient, but you can put something into their IV, into their bloodstream, and then when the body makes urine, you are able to then see the stone. But it's an older test. For the last 25 years, we've done CAT scans. But this urologist was old school, and he goes, do the IVP. So he tells the radiologist to perform it. And the radiologist goes, are you sure? Why aren't we just doing a CAT scan? And the urologist is like, look, this is, I'm the urologist, this is what I want. So the radiologist did it, and when he pushed the IV dye, the person went into the kidney failure and ends up dying. So this goes into a lawsuit, and the ER doc was in the clear because, he did nothing wrong. He just called the urologist. The urologist only apparently got a slap on the wrist. But the radiologist got sued, and family wanted the radiologist to go to jail. Because the argument was with the judge, you were just following orders? No. You're the doctor. You use your own thinking. But the problem is many radiologists have to, follow the doctor's orders. If they don't, they have issues there. Luckily, the doctor never went to jail, but, a lot of doctors are going to be like, the hell with this, if I could go to jail for trying to take care of a patient. But 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.